Harper Audio presents Alien in My Pocket, Number 4, On Impact, by Nate Ball, performed by Steve Tardio. Chapter 1. Late. My legs are spaghetti, or socks filled with pancake batter, or octopus tentacles, or wait, soggy wet beach towels. That's it. My legs are soggy octopus tentacles and dress socks filled with spaghetti and pancake batter. At least that's what it felt like as I rode my bike to school. I was exhausted. And Amp was to blame for it all, of course. He made me miss my bus. Again. Third time in 1 week. That was a new record. My dad drove me to school the first two times, but this time he had a big presentation at work. So there I was, riding my bike as fast as I could to get to a spelling test that I hadn't studied for. My life was a mess. Before my pesky blue alien crash-landed his crummy spaceship into my bedroom, I had a fairly regular life. I played baseball. I got decent grades. I slept 8 to 10 hours a night. Now I had Amp to worry about. It's like he traveled a bajillion miles through space and time just to get on my nerves. And, oh yeah, to scout Earth to see if it was worth invading. My best friend Olivia is the only other person who knows about Amp, but she gets to go home at the end of the day. Here's some friendly advice. Never adopt an alien. Trust me. I leaned into the corner of Jacob Drive at full speed, and my overly stuffed backpack almost sent me spilling to the pavement. That's when I saw them up ahead in the middle of the street. A pack of hulking black crows standing around like a gang of misfits waiting to steal.